The young man carefully treads down the slippery stairs that descend into the overwhelming darkness of the cave and suddenly end on a rough, rocky ground. He takes one, two steps forward, his eyes wandering from side to side as he tries to penetrate the veil of blackness with his glance. His face is a stiff expression of fright, and at the sound of a rock dropping from one of the cave walls, bouncing against the dark stone again and again, causing a sheer endless echo of the sound, he flinches nervously. A silent laugh accompanies the remaining echoes of the stone falling, sending even more shivers down the young man's spine, and he turns around to see if anything, anyone is standing behind him. There is nothing, no matter how hard he looks, but when he turns to the front again, two red eyes loom in the darkness and make him stumble backwards. "Who are you?" he stutters, and the voice chuckles. "Doesn't matter really, does it?" A second voice trippers. "You won't be here for long anyway." The first one clicks their tongue. "Don't be so rude, Jimin," it chides, and the second snickers quietly. "Okay, okay." The young man has crawled back to the end of the stairs he came from, back pressed against the cold, wet stone, and erratically tries to find out where the danger is coming from. Soon enough, his human eyes manage to make out a silhouette in the darkness, casually leaning against the wall next to him. And with a scream, he jumps up and scrambles away from the figure. "Don't be so scared," the silhouette chuckles. "If he wanted to kill you, we'd have done that long ago." The young man stares at it in sheer panic and doesn't react to the words in any way, frozen to his spot. He knows he lost, but it wasn't much of a fight to begin with anyway. With a sigh, you push yourself off the wall and approach this year's chosen one. "Come here, boy." You wait for him, and as you come closer, the young man swallows and eyes you nervously, but the tremble in his muscles fades away. "I can't run, right?" he finally whispers when you stand before him, voice still full of terror, and with an apologetic smile you nod. "I'm afraid not." As if that's the answer he needs, he straightens his back and looks you straight in the eyes. "Can you promise me that it won't hurt?" You throw a short glance back towards Jimin, who agrees with a faint nod. Then you turn towards the chosen one again, number 277, if you count correctly, and reach for his hand, holding it. You gently force the young man to follow you, and after the first few steps, he does so obediently. "Promise."